Dear subscriber, welcome to my half of our show.
And know I got your back. And yo, as far as I'm concerned, burned out of control. I shed light like the sun, trying to earn his soul. It's all reflected in my eyes, like Kilimanjaro. Today's for the taking, regardless of tomorrow. So part with the sorrow, surrender the pain. It's you, baby girl, mama, mama, sweet thing.
Mama.
This podcast contains material that may not be suitable for all ages. Your parents should probably leave the room now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the world's worst program.
Good after freaking afternoon, folks. It's February 20th, 2005. And I'm the humble host of this show, Ross Rader, the Random Bites Radio podcast, as Mike Newman likes to say. How is everyone doing today? I got a massive, big, huge, honking show lined up. Something like 57 minutes of music. So, why don't we get started right now? Enjoy, folks. Some Love 45 for you.
moment now, now before it's gone. And it feels like treading water. I'm as weak as I am blind. I think I'm going under now. There's not much time, but you can't know my hurt till you know what it feels like. When you want something, you know that you can't find it. I'm way down underwater, 'cause it feels like drowning. Is there more?
of this conspiracy, a victim of eternal dream. Don't think, don't dream, don't say a word, you'll never be free from me. Don't be a casualty, just follow me, step into the house of fools. Let's make this world a better place, according to US rules. I am, yes I am the president. I am, yes I am an accident.
Now, who among you, when that song was playing, didn't rock out at least once? Come on, raise your hand, all of you. And if you didn't rock out, turn off your iPod right now, go home, because there is no hope for you. How is everyone doing this week? I'm doing great. I just got back from a fishing trip that we'll talk about a little bit later. Before we get to that, though, that was Chronica with their release, Accident. They hail from Melbourne. Carl Lewis, actually, their drummer, not the runner, their drummer, was formerly in Savage Garden, actually. He toured pretty extensively with them, for what I understand, for their... actually, I don't even know if they're still around, so that might just be sort of their brief career thing. Their debut album is coming out later on this year, so that's kind of cool. Before that, we had Citizen Smith with Something... and kicking it off was Love.45 out of Denver, Colorado. And I think you're going to hear a lot more from those guys. This week, actually, on the 27th, they're opening for Three Doors Down at the Fillmore Auditorium in Denver. So if you just happen to be in the neighborhood, check it out. Citizen Smith is on my list of absolute favorite bands of all time this week. I got an email from Paul Talbot. Paul is one half of Citizen Smith, and he dropped me a note saying, "I understand that you're playing our music in your podcast." "What's a podcast?" was what he said. So we traded some email back and forth. But to make a long story short, we ended the conversation, or at least this part of the conversation, I hope, with Paul giving me completely cool access to their entire catalog. So expect to hear a lot more from Citizen Smith, certainly on this podcast. And if anybody that's listening to this wants to get in touch with them, check out their website at www.citizensmithband.com. Coming up, we've got some tracks from Joy Zipper. This particular track, Out of the Sun, comes from their forthcoming release, American Whip. And that's actually going to be released on Tuesday. You can check them out at www.joyzipper.tv. Hope you like them.
Thank you. Fighting elevator shock, coming upstairs. My bathroom's got a spot in the tile floor. Wonder what the mailer demon threw away in order for the Pokemon yellow fucking yay. My stapler is an inch from where it used to be. Bastard's gonna lose a hand if he crosses me. Priority message from my boss's tweaks. Change everything you've done for the past 12 weeks. The window is open, not 5 feet away. That moss blown in and out nearly 3 times today. The breeze blows freely through my hair, but the stapler's not moving. Bastard better be prepared. The door is unlocked, but the seats stay filled. The monkey bars are lonely and the people stay pilled. The site is taking shape for the prison yet to build. The doors are wide open, but the church stays filled. God damn it, what the hell is that making that noise? If the kid wants a refund, who am I to tell her no? Get her mother on the email and her father on the phone. Someone jacked the printer paper, where'd you put it now? You leave it where I put it, who's the fucking bastard now? No coffee in the break room, where'd my network login go? If you touch my fucking Dilbert doll, I'll break your fucking nose. The door stays open, but the seats stay filled. It is childproof, but the people stay filled. The price has gone up for the prison yet to build. The doors are wide open, but the church stays filled. The wristband is tight where the Velcro meets. Yeah, carpal tunnel sucks, but I'm never on my feet. If the meeting could last just 5 minutes more, my brain would atrophy and I would melt to the floor. Those hacky-sacking tech fucks made me spill my drink. Garlic bagels in the hallway, now my office stinks. Don't know if I can make it through the 7 hours more. They can't make it to my desk before I make it to the door. The doors stay open, but the seats stay filled. The lid is childproof, but the people stay filled. The price has gone up for the prison yet to build. The doors are wide open, but the church stays filled. Workout.
Woo! Some serious funk out of, some serious groove, too, out of Brazil. That was Anahata with their track, Maybe. Before that, The Matthew Show with his little rant, Office Suite Part 1. And before that, of course, Joy Zipper out of the Sun. And don't forget to check them out at their website. I gave you the URL before. Here it is again, joyzipper.tv. They've got an album called American Whip that's coming out this week, and I think you should buy it. Man, it's been crazy around here for the last couple of weeks or so. You didn't get a show last week because I was actually out doing some sound seeing, and I just haven't had a chance to put it together this week. The problem with the sound seeing tour, the way I do them, is I don't like the five-hour sound seeing tour. I don't like the one-hour sound-seeing tour. I don't like the half-an-hour sound-seeing tour unless somebody is editorializing over top of it. Pure audio, here's the immersive thing, I believe, is something that needs to be edited right down into a very succinct bit. You know, so a little, you know, a huge filter on it so that you get the really cool bits out of my day. The problem with that is that when I go out, I'll record two or three or four hours worth of stuff, and then edit it down to 5 minutes and 15 seconds of juicy sound scene goodness. Problem there is that when you get home and you're getting ready to put that goodness out, I've got to listen to everything again. So I've got to actually find something like 4 hours to listen to the entire bit of what I did last weekend and get it out to you. So it takes a while to put those together. I just haven't had the time. So I apologize, but there's some good stuff coming up. If you're interested in checking out what's going on with 515, it's at byte.org/syndicasts, capital S, YNDICASTS, /515. And if you can't remember that, just go to www.byte.org and click around. You'll find it sooner or later. The reason why I haven't had any time is because of what's been going on around Casa Disco here. Last Monday, I guess it was, I woke up and went downstairs for my regular morning shower before I went off to work. And all I got out of the shower head was a little bit of a psh, actually with no thunk. Sorry about that. It was just a little bit of water vapor escaping, and we've always had low water pressure here at the ranch, and I've always known since we moved in back in August that I'd have to do something about it sooner or later, but I didn't actually expect the water pressure to tail off so quickly and so drastically. So looking into it, we finally found a plumber that morning, got him to come out later on that day. It's saying, you know, plumbers now are sort of two breeds. There's the plumber, who's the guy that's got his own business and services a small range of clientele that happen to run across him. And then there's the big super plumbing companies, and you know, that's who we signed up with. So they send out the estimator, who's a real personable guy, and if he gets the sale, then they send out the real guys who know absolutely everything about plumbing and don't speak a word of English, so it's quite funny because you get this impression of the company from this estimator that's quite turned on its head by these actual plumbers that come to show up, and they're all really, really nice guys, but they're just not that, you know, the guys that work are there to do work, they're not there to chat, whereas the guy that came out to figure out what the problem was and signed the deal was there to chat and get my money. So anyways, through that experience, we ended up having to replace 20 feet of incoming mainline water pipe from basically from the curb to the house. And that was supposed to, well, it had a 50-50 chance of actually increasing our water pressure. What's happened is that the front yard is infested by all these roots and stuff. So to make a long story short, it didn't actually increase our water pressure, but what it did was it got 20 feet of lead pipe out of the ground. So that's good. You know, we're now drinking clean water instead of toxic waste, which is, it's always kind of nice to have a morning coffee that tastes like coffee and not like lead. But through the cleaning up the inbound water supply, we also got a free sewage inspection out of them as part of the deal. And what they found underneath our house was absolutely rotten. It was basically a sewage time bomb that the house was sitting on. So we had them tear out not only all the inbound connections, but all the outbound connections as well. So they made a mess out of my front yard and the neighbor's front yard. So where we're at now is exactly where we were last weekend, except I've got all new pipes under the house. We still have no incoming water. So, you know, we've got a little trickle, but it's not really enough to power a sprinkler or anything like that. So it's kind of annoying, I guess is the word. Now the city has to come in and tear up the street and what's left of the front yard and the sidewalk and get in underneath the water main and essentially replace that entire half of the equation. So hopefully by the end of by this time next week, I will have a much cleaner view of the world. Until then, showers are going to be very disappointing around here. So I will be going to the gym lots and taking advantage of their water pressure. This weekend, actually, too, what also kept me from doing any podcast editing yesterday was the fact that I was on a nice fishing trip, which is really more an excuse to go drinking with a bunch of cool guys up in Northern Ontario than it is an excuse to go fishing. We go through all the motions. Everybody brings their tackle and their fishing rods and their beer. And we have an ice auger and we take it out on the ice and we drill holes and drill lots of holes and get bait and actually put hooks into the lake. And then we stand around and freeze our asses off and shoot the shit and drink beer. And this year I brought pear liqueur and some limoncello. Somebody else had a really nice bourbon. And it's just a nice relaxing weekend, more than anything else. Get out with the guys and kind of take it easy, as it were. Not like you ever need an excuse to do that, but that's what I did this weekend. So, 5:15 is coming soon, but to make up for it, I'm going to do a massive packed show for you today. I think here we are, 30 minutes into it. Let me check here. 37 minutes into it. I'm only at the halfway point. So, without further ado, I am going to give you some Scrammel Pop in this next little set. But before that, we have Shade at Shade In with It Would Be Nice.
Yeah, it would be nice if I didn't care about time. Yeah, it would be nice if I wouldn't want to be a different kind of man. I would be waking up at the same time as anybody does. Then I would find my way to the same place every day, and I wouldn't wonder why things never change. I would be working here, I would stay for all my years, I would do as you tell me, I wouldn't ever leave. Wouldn't wonder why I'm doing it. Yeah, it would be nice if I didn't care about time. Yeah, it would be nice if I wouldn't want to be a different kind of man. Best for me to take, and I wouldn't wonder why.
my shadows fall while there's nothing wrong. But I feel right that I was gone. Before I turn around and say, I have a thought that starts to be cool. I'm encompassed in your really make a sound.
Okay, I'm sorry. That song was just getting annoying. Here's the Stray Dogs with Missing. Was Stray Dogs. I love the that real grungy 70s sound that they've got on that guitar. That was their track Missing. Earlier I'd said that that was Scramble Pop. Scramble in Swedish is the word for jingle. Now, that's what they describe themselves as, is jingle pop. I wouldn't necessarily agree. I think, well, they've got another little here's what we are on their website that says they are two-fifths garage punk rock, two-fifths power pop, and one-fifth new wave. And that's what the Stray Dogs are all about. Sorry about the track before that. I'm not even going to introduce it because, well, I'm sorry. Sometimes I make mistakes in programming this show that you just can't take back. And I don't know. I'll figure out some penance for you. If you have any ideas, send me a note, ross@twocows.com. Before that was Shade at Shade Inn with It Would Be Nice. Now, Shade is looking for a record deal, so if anybody out there that's listening to this has the capability to do that for him, please do so. I will buy his records if I can. Coming up, we've got Damien Hager. Now, this is actually some real kick-ass stuff that I came across. And while doing some research, I found out that he was recently featured on the $250 million podcast. So that's kind of neat how podcasters like me and these other guys at the $250 million show would happen to kind of triangulate on this same guy. So if that's any indication of Damien's quality, then you kind of know what sort of a treat you're in for with this guy. Damien writes on his website that his 12-song disc, his new album that he's talking about here, the 12-song disc features, I hate it when they call them discs. These are LPs, folks. These are albums. They're records. You can call them that. It's okay. I won't make you call them tapes or cassettes or 8-tracks, but please don't call them discs because I don't see any discs. I see my MP3s and my playlists, which look more like albums than anything else, so meh. Anyways, he says, the 12-song disc features the talents and production expertise of drummer Dave Uosikinen. Apologies on the pronunciation there. Now, Dave has done work with the Hooters, Alice Cooper, Patti Smyth, which is really, really cool for a sort of a first-try album like this one. The album was covering the album covers a writing period of over 2 years and was in production for over a year. And he goes on to talk about how he spared no expense in his production. And it's actually you can tell it really, really sounds great. Also, Damien recently composed the music for the website of the movie iRobot, which is kind of neat. You can find his stuff at cdbaby.com, and here it is with Butterfly. Enjoy.
You never will. don't need no sun to light my way. I'm doing all right, thank you. Whenever I step outside, it brings me down. Cause summer's still around. Blue sky, don't you come home?
Save me.
Blue sky, don't you know I can't take you anywhere? No, I don't know why I can't take you anywhere. Blue sky. Another cheery day. Don't need my spirits lifted high.
Better cold and gray.
Keep me sad and overcast. Mainly so I remain inside. Blue sky, don't you come home
and save me.
Blue sky, don't you know I can't take you anywhere? No, I don't know why I can't take you anywhere. Blue sky,
www.softwareland.org, and you're listening to Ross Rader at the Random Bytes Podcast.
I can hear what you're willing to share. No, I'm not afraid, I can put myself aside, 'cause it's more than important to be satisfied. Everybody wants to be loved and be
Ladies and gentlemen, was Bella Nova with Here. They actually led off the show as well with their track Mama Sweet Thing. Before that was The Cue, and they're actually going to be playing on February 26th at 11:45 p.m. in, what is it called here, in Manayunk, Pennsylvania, at a place called Grape Street. And I know of at least one listener that lives in Pennsylvania. I have no clue if Manayunk is even in that neighborhood, but if you like that second track, it might be worth going out on a Thursday night. I think that's Thursday. Today's the 20th, 21st, Friday, whatever. Your schedule, not mine. And before that, of course, was Damien Hager with Butterfly. And I think I'm going to play a few more of those, of his tracks, at some point in the future. Well, folks, we are now an hour into the show, which is actually a little bit shorter than I thought it would be. I thought we'd go for at least 1:15 today, but we didn't, because I didn't ramble about 99% of the things I was going to ramble about, so you can thank me some other time. And on that note, we are going to end this week's show. I hope you've all enjoyed yourself, because I certainly have. Sometimes these shows are a lot of fun to put together. Sometimes they're a little bit of a drag. There's a fair amount of prep that goes into it. One of the things that I love, though, is finding new good songs. And with that one exception, I think we did that this week. I hope you agree. I'm signing off, folks. Ross Rader, ross@2cows.com. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Adios. Everyone, enjoy your week, be good to each other, save the environment, take transit, all those things. Adios.
The Random Bites Radio Podcast is brought to you courtesy of Two Gals, Blogware, and the fine folks at True North Studios, deep in the heart of Casa Disco. Thanks for subscribing.